Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 1st of December and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And I hope you're recovering from the trauma of Black Friday and didn't get into too much trouble in Asda, Tesco's or wherever you were fighting for that television. And well, let's get cracking with the three ideas. And the first one is, well, it's this whole idea of how noisy the world is at the moment. I often use these some statistics on in my presentations about what's going on in the internet and came across these very statistics, difficult to say that one, yesterday in the Sunday Times. What happens in a single second in the life of the internet? Apparently there are 800 Apple app downloads, 46,407 Google searches, 8,063 tweets, 30,000 Facebook likes, 1,494 Instagram pictures put up there, 91,756 YouTube video watchers, and 2,350,412 emails sent. That's just in 1 second. Just shows how noisy the world is there. And again, the key thing, what are you doing to actually stand out from the noise and do things that are dramatically and demonstrably different? And idea two is a great example of somebody that's done that, and it comes from quite a surprising source. Dealing effectively with customer disappointment is something that customer-focused businesses do well. The best ones go even further. They exceed customer expectations, delight them. And it's a brilliant example of great customer service from Tesco, and it involves Shakespeare. When St Andrew's students Isabel Busquet and Tommy Balke went shopping for their favourite popcorn at a Tesco store in Fife, they discovered it was no longer sold there. Being bright young sparks, they complained via a Shakespearean sonnet, as you do if you go to St Andrew's University. And it starts to Sir Richard Broadbent, the chairman of Tesco's, "I write to offer congratulations on a truly impressive achievement. Selling us salted popcorn sensations, yet this praise is not without bereavement." And this 14-line sonnet goes on to tell him how disappointed they were they couldn't actually get their popcorn from their store in Fife. Tesco responded with a sonnet, and that included, again, beautifully crafted poems. "Your favourite popcorn is waiting for you across the Tay River. No, really, it's true. Our product is stocked in both Perth and Dundee, and I found a way you can have it for free." And part of the deal was that they actually got a £10 voucher to spend at Tesco's. And this is a great example of dealing with disappointment with a personalised response. As Macbeth said in, I'm sure you know, Act 1, Scene 1, "What's done cannot be undone, but what you can do is deal with it." And that's what Tesco did. What are you like at dealing with customer disappointment in your business? And idea three is to do this. We're really proud, we're really excited. On Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 3D, we are launching our new book, Think in 3D, The 7 Characteristics of Dramatically and Demonstrably Different Businesses. Is 320 pages, packed with lots of great examples, ideas, and highlights and introduces the 7 characteristics of 3D businesses. For now, what we can do is if you go on andyhanselman.com/3dbook, you can actually register interest for that and you actually get it for a special launch price. Put in your details and we'll get it to you. It'll be launched fully on the webpage on the 3rd of December. Have a great week and keep thinking in 3D. Bye.